Gary McGettigan, Ulster champion, how's that one feel?
Feels brilliant, actually, brilliant. Just over the moon now. Still, I suppose, it hasn't sunk in yet, you know. For although we probably pulled away at the end there, up until the last 10-15, it was point for point, you know. It was anybody's game, so I just let it.
But you expected that in Ulster, like,
of course you do. I expect it, surely. Like, we had a good look at Glenarm's game up there now, and we took a chance earlier in the year and went to the Antrim Junior final and got a good look at them. So we always knew, you know, they have forwards probably at the same calibre as ours, you know, they can take scores. So our defence had to be sharp today, and thank God they were, you know, they kept them at bay well. Like.
Yeah, listen, it was a great campaign, and Mark told me there that those games against Dungannon and the Maya would have stood to you today, because it was a difficult route for you.
I would say that. We had some battle with Dungannon that day in Letterkenny, which we always knew we were going to help, and even the Maya as well, where no disrespect maybe to the teams Glenarm were playing, they probably had two more sort of one-sided games, you know, and while they're nice to get, they maybe don't prepare you for a real battle like that at the end of the day, you know.
Yeah. 2 points down at half time, and you were in that first half, you were playing against a very, very stiff breeze. Were you content, were you?
Oh, I have to say we were delighted. 2 points down, you know, we said, I'm not even sure if we won the toss, but we said we'd play against the one if we had the choice, like.
Yeah.
We that one's probably a 7 or 8 point one, yeah, there, you know, so we were more than happy to go on 2 down at half time. We sort of knew we had it on us, just a matter of getting the scores in. Like.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we'll give credit when credit's due. Your guys were exceptional in the second half. The likes of young Rory Campbell, obviously Davin Flynn with 1-7, Coulter with 10 points. There's a few more boys in there we could mention as well. But it was probably one of the best performances as a unit that team put on this year.
Oh, it probably was. That's probably one thing that stands there, is that it's maybe somebody different that's stepping up every day. You know, up until now, Rory probably had a quiet enough campaign. Davin's always coming on with a couple of points, but they, you know, not the what he done today, you know, and then so you always rely on Deke for the guts of 10 points. We'll have to get at him. I think he might have missed a couple there, but we'll let him away with it.
Well, this was 5 years, a long enough wait to get an Ulster title again for the club.
Oh, that's surely, like, you know, people say we're there before, but I was going through the starting team from 17 during the week, and there's only 6 boys starting the day that started in 17, so that's a big enough turnaround, you know, like. So like all them young boys there at 18-19, they were only cubs at that stage, so it's brilliant for the older lads, but it's brilliant for them young lads coming through too. So
there's more hurling to come. These boys are in an All-Ireland series now.
Well, apparently we just found out there we're out next Saturday, which isn't ideal, right, you know, yes, with only a 6-day turnaround, and I'm sure
that's in the twinning game, is it?
The twinning final, we play Kilburn Gales in London, so
right. Where's that in?
It's at an Ulster venue, so we don't know. Hopefully not too far away. We'll start thinking about that tonight. But
yeah, well, you'll get a bit of celebrations done between that and then, wouldn't you?
Definitely be a day, if not 2 days of it, you know. So,
okay, well, it's fully deserved. Congratulations, Gary. Very well done.